There's an enormous amount that we can learn from the Torah. And that's an obvious statement. But not just from the words of the Torah, even from when we're told to read those words. A case in point is where we are right now. Last week we read Parshat Devarim, and this week we're going to read Ve'etchanan. It was deliberate within the custom of Bavel, which we follow today, to read Devarim prior to Tisha B'Av, and to read Ve'etchanan after Tisha B'Av. The speech which Moshe gives in Devarim is very specific. It's not just, as we would have thought, a general repetition of Torah. If we pay attention, the speech which Moshe begins are with elements which took place in the book of Bamidbar, and specifically in chapter 10 is where it begins. Those of us who know, chapter 10 is when we left Sinai. From chapter 11 onwards, the book of Bamidbar is full of negative events. It's right there at the beginning, when we leave Sinai. And it starts, you've been by this mountain too long. And from there, things go downhill. And the main thing that Moshe really repeats in this section is the fact that we're not in Israel yet, is the sin of the spies, and how we need to go and to finally enter into the land. When we read this week's Parsha of Ve'etchanan, things shift a little bit. It starts with a personal prayer where Moshe prays that he can go in as well. And that prayer is rejected. And then Moshe speaks to the people, telling them the laws that they need to keep in order to stay in the land. In the book of Yirmiyahu in chapter 9, and Yirmiyahu, of course, is the one who lives to see the destruction. He's the one who writes Eicha. He tells us something which perhaps we should have known, but this is a prophet telling it to us. Ame avda aretz, why was the land lost? And he says, a prophet, because you abandoned the Torah. This seems to be exactly what Chazal are trying to do. When it speaks about the land, the mistakes that we made, on how we ended up wandering for so long in exile, in galut. Again, this is a whole different type of galut. This is the exile that took place by wandering around for 40 years. And then this week's parsha is about entering into the land and what we need to do to hold on to it, to follow, to embrace the words of Torah. That's simple. That's the message. That seems to me why precisely it was divided this way. And in this week's parsha, we have some important teachings. We have the Esrei Tadibrot, the Ten Commandments repeated. We have the Shema, which is stated for the first time in the Torah, which means this is about Torah, Vidibartam Bam, in the Shema. It's about accepting one God, living by the rules, and then being able to stay here. This is the message of Parshat Etchanan. And this is what's read this particular week, immediately after Tisha B'Av. The message, of course, should not be lost. The Torah is important. We need to internalize. We need to live a life of Torah.